Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rich Stroud down there in Tampa Bay with the Tampa Bay Times. And it's funny, man, because we just had you on a few weeks ago, and you were like, yeah, this Brady thing. Okay, well, what about this Gronkowski thing?
Hey, man, you know Gronk, he just wants to keep the party going. That's what he's about, right? So here we go. This is something that actually, was probably a poorly kept secret almost as soon as Brady signed here. It's hard to confirm these things, right, because they deny them and such. But we knew that Gronkowski had an interest, in joining Tom in Tampa Bay, right? So he's got ties here. He used to own a house that he sold, back in 2013, a mansion in Tampa. He's part owner of a brand new Italian restaurant that is phenomenal. An investor in that. So, look, I mean, the chance to party with Tom in Tampa maybe add to his three Super Bowl rings that he already has, I think is something that he wanted to do. And certainly the Bucks feel like, he's going to bring Brady somebody that he's familiar with and raise the level, obviously, of intensity, both on and off the field, I suppose.
I mean, you can never go wrong with more guys with championship rings, when they come in that locker room. It's our buddy Rick Stroud from down in Tampa Bay. You guys have now won the offseason. Congratulations. You going to hold on to A.J. Howard? Is that tight end room going to stay the same?
Well, I mean, O.J. is the guy that they shopped last October, and I think that, that's happening again before this draft, obviously. I don't think it's a certainty that he won't be here, but let's be honest. I mean, how many tight ends can you get on the field, right? You got Gronkowski, O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate, Anthony Eclair. They've got a lot of guys, and like I said, O.J.'s entering a season where the Bucs will have to decide whether to pick up his fifth-year option. If they're not going to do that, why not trade him now? I mean, this team, you can see, guys, is just all in for these next 2 years. I mean, they have to go for it. They've got Brady, if we have football at all, this year and next, maybe a third year after that, but not much longer. So, I think that this is, certainly a move for now. And, look, the guy's 30 years old. I think he got tired of a lot of the injuries. I mean, his injury list reads like an anatomy class. He's heard everything, but he's in good shape. He just won WrestleMania 36, and, he looks like he's lost some weight. So, I don't think you rule out this guy being, what really he's been probably the best tight end in the last 15 years in the game.
Rick Stroud, our guest. Rick, let's shift gears and talk about the draft. So we know what the specialty group or the wide receiver and tight end group looks like. What are the needs for Tampa in this draft on Thursday?
Well, I mean, they have a hole at right tackle. They didn't re-sign DeMar Dotson. And you look at this draft and you do see a lot of elite tackles that are probably going to go maybe in the top 10 picks. They picked 14th, which would indicate that they would probably want to try to move up and if not have their choice. I mean, they'll see how the draft goes and if guys are getting pushed down to them. But there's a number of guys, whether it's Tristan Wirfs or, there's probably four, five if you include Jones from Houston. And I think they would be probably happy with any of them. But by the same token, if they can't get the tackle, I think at least in the second round, they're going to get a pass-catching running back. They definitely need that for Brady. He's thrown, 100 completions in the last 5 years to running backs in New England. Ronald Jones is not the receiver that he requires. I think they need a speed receiver to replace Rashard Perryman. Even though they have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, they could use that guy that can really strike fear into a defense and stretch the field. So they got a number of needs, including some on defense, and we'll just have to see how the draft falls for them.
It is our man, Rick Stroud, dialed in around the NFL from the Tampa Bay Times. Follow him on Twitter as well. Rick, you think, because and I know it's a great unknown, and they already did the practice run, but do you think we'll see more trades? You think that's a lot of baloney and it's going to be chalk for this first round?
I think there'll be some movement. I mean, just because, you know, quarterbacks always sort of get pushed, right? And it just depends on who's coming up and who's, you know, how far teams have to move. But I think you'll see some wheeling and dealing. You know, I think the Bucs anticipate that. They're probably looking to, you know, at Jacksonville at number nine, like a lot of teams, you know, trying to get ahead of some of those teams that need, like Arizona, and that need offensive tackles. You could see, you know, some movement for whether it's Tua Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert. I mean, you just don't know, you know, just which teams are going to come for those guys. But I do expect some trades. And you know, this whole, you know, virtual draft, I mean, I know there's a lot been made of it, and there's some nerves about, you know, lost connections and such. But the NFL is not going to run the clock out on anybody. I think, you know, worst-case scenario, you pick up the telephone and you call their director of player personnel in the NFL and you give them your pick. So I think that'll happen. And in some ways, you know, we've heard that because they didn't have the pro days and, you know, had to do the FaceTime and Zoom meetings and stuff, that, you know, there'll probably be a better accuracy, at least early in the draft, with the players they choose, because they're going to be looking at football players. They're going to be looking at film. And that's never a bad way to go when you take production over potential.
Rick Stroud from the Tampa Bay Times giving us the 411 on Tampa, their needs, and Gronkowski, if you're just joining us, he's going to join Tom Brady down there with the Buccaneers as the Patriots are trading his right to the Bucs. I want to ask you about season tickets, because I got a friend, he's a big Brady guy, and he's followed, you know, Brady's career. He's not from New England, but every time he got a chance to go see Brady, he did. And when this deal happened, he said, "Dukes, I'm going to go and get season tickets." And he actually said he went, and then there was a line, like a queue he had to wait in. Have the Bucs jacked up the season ticket prices already down there?
Actually, they did. They raised them 15%, I think, the night that Brady signed, and there was an 8,000, you know, waiting list online to get to Ticketmaster and get those seats. So, you know, here's the we can't have nice things rub in Tampa, is that, you know, you get Tom Brady and Gronkowski and the fans are ready to go, and will we even have an NFL with fans, right? I mean, that's the disappointing thing about it, is the unknown. But if they do, they'll sell out Raymond James. It's been a lot of years since they packed that place, especially with mostly Bucks fans, and it would be a special atmosphere, I think, there again. So, yeah, you know, signing Rob Gronkowski, you know, if Brady was a 10, this signing is probably about a 6, right, on the excitement scale, or maybe higher, and it certainly shows that they're trying to build a winner right now.
Rick Stroud is with us, guys, breaking down the Buccaneers. As we said, we thought we had won, you know, the offseason with all our moves, and this is one hell of a division, man. That's why we said it, Rick, just to steal your thunder, we said the same thing. We're like, man, this is not the year to not be able to go to Mercedes-Benz or Raymond James and see all this stuff. Hey, by the way, what about Leonard Fournette? Is that a pipe dream, or is that just a wishful thinking for Jacksonville looking to unload him?
I don't know that's going to work here. I mean, I really do believe that they do like Ronald Jones. I don't think that's lip service. I mean, he had a horrible rookie year. He bounced back last year a little bit. And then, you know, like I said, it takes more than one, right, in this league. So if they can add a guy through the draft, I think they would go that route. You know, Fournette is one of those guys that's going to play so many snaps. And he caught passes too last year. I mean, he caught a lot of them. I don't know if it was splitting the guy out wide or what. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. But I don't see them having the draft capital to pull off that deal and necessarily having the desire either. So, you know, that looks like a one-year rental to me for somebody. And then you got to look at signing into a long-term contract and give running backs with a lot of hits that kind of money. I don't know if they're going to do that. So doesn't seem like a fit here, guys.
How do you look at this defense? I mean, we talk about all this offensive stuff. Well, how do you look at the Bucs' defense?
Well, look, they improved last year at the second half of the season, but any time, you know, you bring back some older players like, you know, Jason Pierre-Paul or Ndamukong Suh, I mean, those guys are 33, 31 years old. You're just hoping you can get the production you got the year before, right? But at some point, unlike Tom Brady, I mean, time is going to catch up with those guys. And yet, you know, you put Sue, another a huge big body. They were the number one run defense in the league last year, next to Vita Vea. That's a heck of a of a challenge for any offense to try to move those guys with just two or three or four people. And you got Shaq Barrett, who led the NFL in sacks last year. He may not do that again, but he's back. And then, you know, their linebackers, I think, you know, with Lavonte David and, you know, certainly looking from LSU that they got last year, you know, Devin White was exceptional. And then the secondary grew up. I mean, those guys got better each game. You could see it, the confidence that they were, you know, that they instilled. And by the end of the year, you know, Jamal Dean and those guys had some of the most pass breakups in the NFL. So, you know, another year, it was the first year, you know, in the system, and I think they'll be much better for it. But hey, it's a lot easier to play defense when you're not behind 14-0 or 10-0, you know, every game like they were a year ago.
It's Rick Stroud, guys, from the Tampa Bay Times, and that was my next question. I mean, I know he's somebody else's problem, but do you think Jameis has a team to start the season?
He will. I mean, I think that we got to get through the draft, right? We got to see which teams, you know, it's musical chairs there too, which teams don't get a draft pick or a quarterback that they wanted. And then, you know, you'll start to see the backup market open up, I think, after the draft. And he definitely has interest. You know, I know there's teams that, you know, financially he's not going to get a big windfall, needless to say. Him and Cam Newton are both out there, similar resumes, you know, one much younger, obviously, and one more accomplished on the other side. But I look for Jameis to, you know, to get a deal as a backup. He'll have to go somewhere and either back up a wobbly starter and get his chance, or maybe be a bridge quarterback to a younger guy. So we'll just have to see how the draft falls with that.
Rick, it's always a pleasure to get you on the program, pick your brain a little bit. Your job just got a little bit more fun, I think. A little interesting, huh?
It's great, man. Let's just hope we all stay safe and we can get out there and enjoy football, right?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.